Fear Not, Episode 72. Hi, I'm Billy Atwell, and I believe that consistently facing your fears is the only way to realize your truest self and to make those confident choices that will help you to obtain your deepest held hopes and dreams. I have faith that this podcast series will show you that you are not alone, that it will strengthen you and give you courage to face your fears, and that it will help you to permanently cross over into a life of living beyond your fears. Join me on this journey as we listen and learn from others as they share their experiences in facing and overcoming their own fears. Hello, everybody. Today, you and I are going to be joined by Bob Culhan. Hello, Bob. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, too. Thank you. Are you ready to fear not today?
I am ready to fear not today, yes.
Bob Culhan is the founder, president, and CEO of Business Improv, a world-class leader in creating experiential training and development programs for corporations of all scopes and sizes. Based in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, Business Improv serves a large international roster of blue-chip firms such as Google, PepsiCo, American Express, Capital One, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Ford Motor Company, and many more. Bob's consulting and teaching work with these clients emphasizes the use of improvisational techniques in developing leadership, improving managerial structure, honing team skills, fostering a collaborative corporate culture, busting blocks to creativity, facilitating conflict management, and encouraging creative and adaptive problem solving. Bob, can you take a few minutes to maybe fill in the gaps and give us a brief glimpse of your personal life?
Absolutely. I've spent almost the last two decades linking theatrical and comedic improvisation to business by pulling away the tenets of improvisation from the comedy side of things, as I do continue to perform comedy and hopefully will always continue to perform comedy improvisationally live on stage most nights of the week. And I reduced improvisation by pulling the tenets away from the comedy and redirecting to business through behavioral psychology, cognitive psychology, social psychology, and the behavioral sciences so that I can reach great business people both in academia as well as in real life business situations and companies.
Sounds fascinating, and thank you so much for sharing. Bob, would you also share with us today one of the biggest fears that you've had to face?
We have to face fears all the time in life, and I think the fear of failure in life is one of those looming clouds that, as an entrepreneur, many people face. And it's also a driving force inside of me. You know, that fear is not only something that doesn't really go away, that fear of failure, it becomes a motivator.
So what do you do to face and overcome that fear each time that it comes to you?
Well, as somebody who helped pioneer a specific field linking improvisation to business, I was one of very few people truly in the unknown. And that in some capacities means there's a lot of room for error, that you're not going to be jeopardized in losing any credibility from. And another aspect, it means that you have to thread needles over and over again. And so I choose not to let the fear become a deterrent from trying. Instead, I choose to let that be a fire inside of me that really lights the intrinsic motivation. It's one of the things that forces me to get out of bed. It's one of the things that continues to push me into the unknown, into pure blue waters in very, very dark skies, so that ultimately I can lead a path for other people and they can find something greater than I'm going to be able to achieve in my lifetime.
So do you have some sort of daily practice or habit that enables you to do that?
Well, I have really been a proponent of staying physically fit in my life. However, now that I have a 3.5-year-old and a 5-month-old, I have been less available to go to the gym, and really over the last couple of years gotten further and further into mindfulness, speaking with a lot of mindfulness experts, and really working to develop a practice of taking some time first thing in the morning to be alone enjoy a cup of coffee in pure silence inside the house. And at that time, I try to lay out the goals of the day and really think clearly how I want to achieve those goals, because I know no matter how well anybody plans and what we try to do in life, Murphy's Law is going to impact what we do and ultimately change what we do on a regular basis. So a little thoughtfulness ahead of time develops a core grounding in me so that once chaos starts happening in the course of the day, I at least put myself in a better position to succeed in that.
You mentioned that you used mindfulness. Is there a particular resource that you turn to study that you might be able to share with us today?
I am fortunate in that I get the opportunity to speak with a lot of mindfulness experts. The chief mindfulness officer at Aetna, for example, I've had the fortune of speaking with a few times, and Rasmus Hogart, he and I recently did a Helio conversation with each other. And on a regular basis, I get the opportunity to go into universities and talk to and learn from other professors, specifically in their business schools, as they look to impart the wisdom of mindfulness in others. So I'm a constant student from many resources, as opposed to someone who subscribes to one specific technique.
Are you ready for the speed round?
Let's do it.
What individual, whether they're fiction or real, has made the most impact on your life?
Satchel Paige.
And if you can instantly change one thing in the world, what's that change going to be?
I would hope that people are more communicative and understanding, empathetic, and treat each other with better respect.
What's your biggest weakness?
I don't sleep well.
What's your biggest strength?
My sense of humor and adaptability.
And if you could have only one book to read, what's that book going to be?
The Godfather.
And do you have a favorite sound?
My child laughing, either one of my two children.
And Bob, if someone would like to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They could reach me through my business website, businessimprov.com, or through my book website, gettingtoyesand.com. And of course, you could reach me through Twitter, @Culhan.
And Bob, what parting advice would you like to leave with us today?
Try. If you try to do the thing that you want to do, or the things that you want to do, or be the person you want to be, the typically worst thing that's going to happen is you fall back to the person you currently are. And if you are comfortable with and confident in the person you are, and you are always striving to be better, then there's a next level that you're going to get to simply by trying.
That's really great advice, and thank you. And I want to thank you so much, Bob, for coming on the show today and sharing your time and your knowledge.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a blast.
Thank you for joining me today. And remember, you cannot achieve everything, but you do have the God-given ability to achieve anything. So stay focused, out of fear, and keep on keeping on. Until next time, be well and peaceful. For more information on today's episode and guest, or for resources that will assist you in overcoming your fears, visit livingbeyondyourfears.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, where 3 times a week we move to a life beyond our fears.